Last night we put up one of those teaser photos about our next item. What do you think it was? It was a suggestion it was a solar flare. It's not a solar flare. It is the lava lamp. For decades, a common sight in student bedrooms around the country, with their bright colours and distinctive designs, must have for decades. 5 decades to be exact, because it's the 50th anniversary we're celebrating right now. I wonder if it's something that you had. Let's talk to Daniel Grosvenor, Client Manager at Innovative Design in Salisbury. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
It is an iconic design. What is its history? Was it based on anything specific?
No, not really. I mean, it came originally from Edward Craven Walker, the inventor, was sat in a pub and he quite simply saw sort of an egg timer, which sort of worked on different balances and such things. And he went home, and I think it took him quite a few years from there to actually come up with the final design.
They've gone around the world, haven't they?
They have, yes. Yeah, they're worldwide now. Originally had quite a few patents in a couple of different countries, but yeah, he certainly did very well from it.
And what is the secret of their success, do you think?
It's a difficult one to sort of pin it down, I think. I mean, the actual look of it itself obviously fitted in really well with the 60s, you know, that era. But it's difficult to say, you know, how it would have made it through this far and still be on sale now. I think in regards to it being sort of an iconic design, it's quite difficult to predict whether something's going to be an iconic design. When he first came up with it, I'm sure he didn't think that 50 years later it would still be selling very well. It's difficult to say, really. There's no way of being able to pin it down.
And peaks and troughs for all these things, but there was a time when no student would be without one, really, would they?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I certainly had one when I was a child. My sister had one. I've got friends that have got them now. So it still does extremely well, yes.
And what about its impact when it was first launched? Was it something new, something different?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think for anything to be an iconic design, it obviously needs to stand the test of time. I think there's generally probably 4 things that a product would need to then stand the test of time and become an iconic design. So it needs to really be symbolic. So it needs to sort of represent a movement or a time or a fashion. It needs to have provenance. So it really needs to have sort of a rich and sort of important history. So with this one, you know, over the years it's become iconic. So it wasn't iconic when it first came out. But what it was when it first came out was unique, and that's another thing that a product would need to be iconic. So it needs to be different when it is released. So no one had ever seen anything like it before. You know, lava had remained in sort of volcanoes and on the sun and such things like that. And then finally, it really needs to have resonance. So people need to be able to remember it, and it needs to sort of invoke passion. And I think with the lava lamp, that's one thing that it really did well, was that ability for people to just be able to stare at it in awe. And really just enjoy having it around. I mean, I remember when I was a child, I just couldn't wait the 4 hours for it to warm up and be ready to go. So I think it did really well in just kind of capturing people's imagination in that way.
And that acronym, I'm sure you were aware of it, SPUR, Symbolic, Provenance, Unique and Resonance, is that what you have to apply in this day and age as well to try and predict something's success?
Yeah, it's not easy to predict something. I mean, in order to really be able to get anywhere near predicting something, I mean, really, you need to have unique content. It needs to be noticeable as well. You need to have a distinctive design. And also, the person that's behind it needs to be very bold. You know, a product isn't going to get anywhere if it hasn't got a client behind it that's really pushing it and driving it well. So I think the lava lamp definitely had all of that to start with.
And for you, how's business with Innovative Design?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, we see a lot of product ideas come through us here. Even for us, it's difficult to know whether something's going to do well straight away. And it is only through time that we see a product develop and sort of come into its own and do really well. And, you know, hopefully one day one of our products will be deemed an iconic design as well.
Fingers crossed for you. Daniel, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Daniel Grosvenor from Innovative Design in Salisbury talking about the lava lamp, of course originally called the astro lamp, invented by Mathmos, as you've heard, and manufactured in this country since 1963, one of few products to have remained in continuous production here for 50 years. And Daniel mentioned there, waiting for the 4 hours for the lava to come up. I almost spent that, just that long, looking through the shop window when I first saw them as a window shopper. I couldn't afford one originally, just had no idea what was going on. If you want a little bit of a memory, have a look on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBC Wiltshire. Happy birthday to the lava lamp.
The summer of wild.
Last night we put up one of those teaser photos about our next item. What do you think it was? It was a suggestion it was a solar flare. It's not a solar flare. It is the lava lamp. For decades, a common sight in student bedrooms around the country, with their bright colours and distinctive designs, a must-have for decades. 5 decades, to be exact, because it's the 50th anniversary we're celebrating right now. I wonder if it's something that you had. Let's talk to Daniel Grosvenor, client manager at Innovative Design in Salisbury. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
It is an iconic design. What is its history? Was it based on anything specific?
No, not really. I mean, it came originally from Edward Craven Walker, the inventor. Was sat in a pub and he quite simply saw an egg timer, which sort of worked on different balances and such things. And he went home, and I think it took him quite a few years from there to actually come up with the final design.
And they've gone around the world, haven't they?
They have, yes. Yeah, they're worldwide now. Originally had quite a few patents in a couple of different countries, but yeah, he certainly did very well from it.
And what is the secret of their success, do you think?
It's a difficult one to sort of pin it down, I think. I mean, the actual look of it itself obviously fitted in really well with the 60s, that era. But it's difficult to say, how it would have made it through this far and still be on sale now. I think in regards to it being sort of an iconic design, it's quite difficult to predict whether something's going to be an iconic design. When he first came up with it, I'm sure he didn't think that 50 years later it would still be selling very well. It's difficult to say, really. There's no way of being able to pin it down.
And peaks and troughs for all these things, but there was a time when no student would be without one, really, would they?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I certainly had one when I was a child. My sister had one. I've got friends that have got them now. So it still does extremely well, yes.
And what about its impact when it was first launched? Was it something new, something different?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think for anything to be an iconic design, it obviously needs to stand the test of time. I think there's generally probably 4 things that a product would need to then stand the test of time and become an iconic design. So it needs to really be symbolic. So it needs to sort of represent a movement or a time or a fashion. It needs to have provenance. So it really needs to have sort of a rich and sort of important history. So with this one, over the years it's become iconic. So it wasn't iconic when it first came out. But what it was when it first came out was unique, and that's another thing that a product would need to be iconic. So it needs to be different when it is released. So no one had ever seen anything like it before. Lava had remained in sort of volcanoes and on the sun and such things like that. And then finally, it really needs to have resonance. So people need to be able to remember it, and it needs to sort of invoke passion. And I think with the lava lamp, that's one thing that it really did well, was that ability for people to just be able to stare at it in awe. And really just enjoy having it around. I mean, I remember when I was a child, I just couldn't wait the 4 hours for it to warm up and be ready to go. So I think it did really well in just kind of capturing people's imagination in that way.
And that acronym, I'm sure you were aware of it, SPUR, symbolic, provenance, unique and resonance, is that what you have to apply in this day and age as well to try and predict something's success?
Yeah, it's not easy to predict something. In order to really be able to get anywhere near predicting something, really you need to have unique content. It needs to be noticeable as well. You need to have a distinctive design, and also the person that's behind it needs to be very bold. A product isn't going to get anywhere if it hasn't got a client behind it that's really pushing it and driving it well. So I think the lava lamp definitely had all of that to start with.
And for you, how's business with Innovative Design?
Yeah, it's really good. We see a lot of product ideas come through us here. Even for us, it's difficult to know whether something's going to do well straight away. And it is only through time that we see a product develop and sort of come into its own and do really well. And, hopefully one day one of our products will be deemed an iconic design as well.
Fingers crossed for you. Daniel, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Daniel Grosvenor from Innovative Design in Salisbury talking about the lava lamp, of course, originally called the Astro Lamp, invented by Mathmos, as you've heard, and manufactured in this country since 1963, one of few products to have remained in continuous production here for 50 years. And Daniel mentioned there, waiting for the 4 hours for the lava to come up. I almost spent that, just that long looking through the shop window when I first saw them as a window shopper. I couldn't afford one originally, just had no idea what was going on. If you want a little bit of a memory, have a look on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBC Wiltshire. Happy birthday to the lava lamp.
The summer of wild.